C. Perverting the family structure through homosexuality. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender LGBT movement has been closely associated with communism ever since the first utopians began touting homosexuality as a human right. Since the communist movement claims to emancipate people from the bondage of traditional morality, its ideology naturally calls for supposed LGBT rights as a part of its program of sexual liberation. Many proponents of sexual liberation, who staunchly support homosexuality, are communists or share their views. The world's first major LGBT movement was started by senior figures of Germany's Social Democratic Party, SPD, during the 1890s. Led by Magnus Hirschfeld, this group promoted homosexuality as being natural and moral. In 1897, the Scientific Humanitarian Committee, known in German as the Wissenschaftlich Humanitäres Komitee, WHK, was founded by Hirschfeld to advocate for LGBT causes and began their first public campaign that year. In 1895, when British writer Oscar Wilde was investigated for his sexual relationship with another man, the SPD was the only group that stood up in his defense. SPD leader Eduard Bernstein proposed a bill to overturn the law banning sodomy. One of the most radical examples of sexual liberation in the era came following the Bolsheviks' October Revolution in Russia. Soviet sexual policies, which were discussed earlier in this chapter, abolished legal prohibition on homosexual relationships, making the Soviet Union the most liberal country on earth by leftist standards. In 1997, the African National Congress, ANC, of South Africa passed the world's first constitution that recognized homosexuality as a human right. The ANC, a member of the Socialist International, formerly a branch of the now-defunct Second International, has consistently supported homosexuality. Inspired by Hirschfeld's WHK, in 1924, Henry Gerber founded the Society for Human Rights, SHR, the first American LGBT rights organization. SHR was short-lived, as several of its members were arrested soon after its establishment. In 1950, American communist Harry Hay founded the Mattachine Society in his Los Angeles residency. The organization was the first influential LGBT group in the United States. It expanded to other areas and released its own publications. In 1957, zoologist Evelyn Hooker claimed in her research that there was no mental difference between homosexual and heterosexual men. Her work then became the main scientific basis used to justify homosexuality. Hooker had links to a member of the Mattachine Society who persuaded her to support homosexuality. Her study has been criticized for picking all its subjects from the ranks of the Mattachine Society. In the 1960s, accompanying the wave of sexual liberalization and the hippie movement, the homosexual cause went public. In 1971, the National Organization for Women, NOW, a major American feminist organization, stated its support for homosexual rights. In 1974, the American Psychiatric Association, APA, cited Evelyn Hooker's research as the main evidence for taking homosexuality off the list of mental disorders. But in the actual vote, this decision was opposed by 39% of the APA's members. In other words, the research was far from unanimously convincing. Hooker and her follow-up researchers chose the so-called adjustment test results as a measure for the psychological status of homosexuals. To put it plainly, if a person can adapt to society, maintain self-esteem and good interpersonal relationships, and has no psychological barriers in his or her regular social life, he or she can be considered a psychologically normal person. In 2015, Dr. Robert L. Kinney III published an article in the medical journal Lincor that discussed the flaws in the standard Hooker used to determine the presence or lack of mental disorder. As an example, there is a type of mental illness called xenomelia, which creates in its sufferers a strong desire to cut off their own healthy, functioning limbs. Similar to how some homosexuals are convinced they were born with the wrong sex organs, xenomelia patients strongly believe that one or more of their body parts do not belong to them. This kind of patient is fully capable of adapting to society, maintaining self-esteem and good interpersonal relationships, and has no psychological barriers to function in society. Patients experience satisfaction when the offending limb is amputated and report that it improves their lives. Kinney's report cited other mental illnesses. For instance, people with a certain type of psychological disorder enjoy eating plastic. Non-suicidal victims of another illness have a strong desire to hurt themselves physically, and so on. They often have good social adjustment, evidenced by such qualifiers as having earned college degrees. All these conditions are nevertheless psychological abnormalities as recognized by the scientific community. Many studies confirm that homosexuals have significantly higher rates of contracting AIDS, committing suicide, and abusing drugs than the general population, even in countries such as Denmark, where same-sex marriages have long been legal and destigmatized. The prevalence of AIDS and syphilis among homosexuals is between 38 and 109 times that of the normal population. Before the breakthroughs in AIDS treatment made in the 1990s, the average lifespan of homosexuals was 8 to 20 years lower than the average population. These facts do not suggest that homosexuality is normal or healthy. As the LGBT movement continues to grow, the politically correct label of homophobia is used to attack those opposed to homosexuality, and experts who present findings that homosexuality is a mental illness are marginalized. A considerable number of homosexuals have obtained degrees in psychology and psychiatry and have become experts in, quote, queer studies. The supposedly scientific evidence widely quoted today to support homosexuality as, quote, normal behavior is the report of the Task Force on Appropriate Therapeutic Responses to Sexual Orientation, written by a working group appointed by the APA in 2009. Kinney has noted that out of the 7 members of the working group, 6, including the chairman, were homosexual or bisexual. The study cannot be considered scientifically neutral. Joseph Nicolosi, late president of the National Institute of Gay and Lesbian Studies, disclosed that, at the time, the most qualified experts applied to join the working group, but because they belonged to the academic school that supported the use of treatment to correct homosexuality, none were accepted. Nicholas Cummings, a former APA president, said in a public statement that politics trumps science in the association, which has been taken over by advocates of homosexual rights. Today, the adjustment standard supported by queer studies experts and proponents of the homosexual movement is also widely used by the APA to measure other sexual psychological abnormalities, such as pedophilia. According to the APA, a pedophile is defined as an adult who feels intensely aroused or has sexual fantasies upon seeing a child, regardless of whether these impulses are acted upon or not. But as long as he or she is capable of demonstrating adjustment, then the pedophile's sexual orientation should be considered normal. Or rather, only when pedophiles feel shame, inner conflict, or other types of debilitating psychological pressure does it count as a disorder. This standard of diagnosis runs completely counter to normal human values. According to the APA, a person who feels shame and guilt for having unacceptable impulses is mentally ill, but someone who is comfortable with these impulses is supposedly healthy. Homosexual marriage was legalized following this logic, and acceptance of pedophilia cannot be long in coming. David Thorstad, a Trotskyite and member of the American Communist Party, founded the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA. Another important figure in the American LGBT movement and a promoter of pedophilia is Allen Ginsberg, a communist and admirer of Fidel Castro. Aside from NAMBLA, another major pedophile organization is the Childhood Sensuality Circle, founded in California in 1971 by disciples of the German communist and pioneer of sexual liberation, Wilhelm Reich. Pandora's box has been thrown wide open. According to the adjustment standard of today's psychology, various perverted sexual freedoms, advocated by the utopian socialist Charles Fourier, including incest, group marriage, and bestiality, can also be considered normal psychological states. The divine union of husband and wife has been distorted to include same-sex couples. It follows that incestuous families and marriage between humans and animals can be legalized. The devil is reducing man to a beast without standards or morals, so that he will be eventually destroyed. The LGBT movement, sex liberation, and feminism have put the family structure and human morality under total siege. It is a betrayal of the traditional marriage that God arranged for mankind. To treat homosexuals as fellow human beings is kind and good, but the devil has manipulated this kindness to deceive and destroy people who have forgotten that God created men and women in their image and set the conditions for being human. When man is no longer man, and woman is no longer woman, when people abandon divine moral codes and side with the devil for the sake of their desires, then there is no escape from the abyss of damnation. We may kind-heartedly say, "We respect your choice," to those who have gone astray and wandered to the edge of the abyss. But this serves only to push them closer to danger. True compassion is to tell those who are misguided to distinguish between right and wrong, to lead them back to the upright path, and help them avoid doom, even if it means being resented or misunderstood.